Benefits reform and the Paralympics, a collision of message.
I mean, the whole thing of one disabled person representing all the others that everyone's judged by has become a huge thing during the Paralympics this summer. So for me, that was a seriously bizarre. I don't know whether I've ever experienced anything quite so surreal or collision course as that. Because, I mean, I watched the opening ceremony whilst filling in my tribunal draft. I quite like the irony of that. So looking at the newspapers, it was kind of one side was bombarding me with the scrounger fraud rhetoric. And then the other side was bombarding me with the superhuman rhetoric. And then, of course, the newspapers caught on to these fabulous athletes. I mean, they were amazing, and I loved seeing how completely at home they were in their bodies. That was just completely exhilarating for me to see that. But then very quickly, some parts of the press caught on to how determined they were and how, obviously, with determination, all of those lazy, scrounging, fraudulent types could also get their asses and do a job. And it was as though with the scrounger rhetoric was seriously problematic and even dangerous. But when the Paralympic one came in, it brought it into even sharper relief. And so people were going down the street, people would say, oh, what's your sport? And then he'd be really disappointed when it's like, and in the past, I have been told off for being lazy enough to have a battery or motor in my chair and stuff like that. And it's just extraordinary, the judgments that people are making. Then what you've got is that the athletes have a particular range of impairments, so they tend to be very mechanical, measurable, generally quite predictable impairments. So what they had yesterday is there tomorrow. And they need to have those types of impairments, in fact, to qualify to be Paralympians. But then you take a group of people who go on to out-of-work disability benefits, and you find they are a completely different group. They would never qualify as athletes, because what they have are the impairments that are perhaps invisible, really hard to quantify, quite nebulous, changeable, unpredictable. But because they're largely invisible, they are judged by this invisible type of disabled person.